proclamation number 4169 dated the November 17, 1947. Divine revelations can be accepted without scrutiny. Love. A divine revelation should and must be taken seriously, otherwise the recipient is not worthy of it. Various possibilities to solve earthly problems certainly exist. Earthly things can be viewed from various angles. An earthly problem can be answered in different ways, depending on the human being's attitude. However, in a spiritual respect, there is only one truth. There is only one solution, and this solution is given by God Himself to those who desire it and are worthy of it. And despite the worthiness, the transmission of truth through revelations of the Spirit is a very special grace which must be acknowledged, just as that which God imparts to people through revelations is beyond all doubt and may therefore be accepted without any examination. And, indeed, as soon as God Himself is acknowledged as the source of spiritual revelations, His communications are no longer doubted. Yet it is precisely the source of spiritual revelation that is frequently questioned, and then the human being will not be entirely convinced that the content corresponds to the truth. However, the Word speaks for itself, and it speaks in a language which can certainly be understood by all those who live a life of love. Kind-hearted people, who develop increasingly higher, can also affirm the content of the proclamations, for they grasp the truth and are on the right track with their thoughts. Nothing will seem implausible to them. Instead, they accept every word and arrange their life accordingly. Yet a person who lacks love will find it more difficult to believe unconditionally. God's working is incomprehensible to them, and neither can they completely appreciate the content. For love is the key to truth. Love is indispensable if the human being wants to penetrate the truth through his acceptance of divine revelations. They can only be advised to practice acting with love, for only through this they will understand everything and disperse every doubt. Through love you will make contact with God and can subsequently also be instructed by God Himself. Then he will know the truth. He will be allowed to receive profound knowledge. It will be easy for him to believe, since the truth speaks for itself, and the Word of God will always be pure and unadulterated truth, because it originates from the One who is the eternal truth Himself. Amen.